Kyle Whittingham's first big win at Michigan, getting Bryce Underwood to stay with the Wolverines. Welcome into Crane and Cone. We have an instant reaction. This is big news. I mean, obviously, we're reacting to breaking news about players going other places. Well, in today's world of college athletics, it's a recruiting win to get your best players to stay. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback. Blaine Crane, former Western State Colorado wide receiver. David, I'm going to start with you. You know, continuity is one thing, and I'm sure there will be fans in the comments and all over social media downplaying Bryce Underwood's ability and talking about how he struggled at points this year. But I think you'd be drunk not to understand that Bryce Underwood's potential is through the roof, and keeping a guy like this on a roster like that is a massive thing for Kyle Whittingham, new OC Jason Beck, and really Michigan moving forward.
Yeah, well, what I'm most excited about is for Bryce Underwood to have an opportunity in year two to build off of being an 18-year-old true freshman starting quarterback at Michigan in the Big Ten. It's not his fault that he was thrust into action right away. And look, a large part of this, we talked about him flipping from LSU, and the majority of it sounds like it was about the NIL money, and he got a huge payment package there. But he wanted to start as a freshman, so he signed up for that. At the same time, Michigan should have had some other, you know, elements in place on the roster so they didn't have to start an 18-year-old kid. But now he gets to build off of all the lumps that he took this past year. I think what was going to be really difficult for Michigan fans was if Bryce Underwood came in, started as a true freshman, took all of his lumps there in Ann Arbor, and then went to LSU or went to Oregon or to some other school, because I do think that his potential is off the charts. I don't think there's any ceiling when it comes to this kid. And I say that, I mean, you're going to have Jason Beck coming in with Kyle Whittingham to run this new offense, and I know you guys are going to dive into that a little bit, but just from a high level perspective, you're the highest rated recruit ever to sign with the University of Michigan. You're from 19 miles down the road. That means something. That community wants to keep you there. They want you to succeed. They want you to win a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. And so, you know, it's on him now. It's on him to do that, to move forward and to grow, because he did take some lumps against the Buckeyes this year. Not a great performance in this bowl game that we just saw against Texas. Not a great performance. I think his best football is ahead of him.
Yeah, and Blaine, you know, the first year mainly, I think some people get lulled into the sense that an 18-year-old or a freshman is supposed to come in and ball. That's really not how it works. I mean, you even look at Arch. I mean, there were people, somebody called him a bust like halfway through the year, which is insane. Like, typically, you prepare the garden now. You reap the harvest after you've gone through this. But to me, it's not just about Bryce Underwood, the player. It's the optics for Michigan and how this looks with a program that needs a lot of good news after going through the scandals, the Sharon Moore situation. We've talked about, you know, Connor Stallions and all that. You can go check out our videos on that. But this has got to feel like a much needed win for Michigan's fan base and obviously the staff and personnel.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a Michigan fan, the first thing you really wanted Kyle Whittingham to come in and do was get Bryce Underwood to stay at Michigan. If you're Kyle Whittingham, you needed this guy, right? The future is going to be bright with this guy. And to be honest with you, I think he's going to be a better fit in this system with Kyle Whittingham, with this offense, than he was in the previous system. And I just love, and David, we kind of talked about this before it started, love the staff that they're going to be putting together at Michigan. It's going to be it's not going to be a lot of out of character and a lot of guys out of pocket after they put this staff together.
And when you look at this new offense that we're going to get, that's another thing here is that Bryce Underwood, yes, you have to learn a little bit of a new system. You have plenty of time for that, though, in the offseason. It's going to be hard to go look back at the tape of him last year and try and put together a way to attack this offense when it's totally different. But I like the different elements that Jason Beck is going to bring into here. You've got answers to everything. It's not as black and white as what we've seen at Michigan. Not that the playbook was watered down, Cone, but there were elements to their offense that I thought were really predictable. You knew what their identity was, and not saying it's a bad thing to have an identity, but you need more balance. You need more of a threat, not only vertically, but to be able to attack people on early downs. And I think what Jason Beck does as a play caller and as a preparer is, you know, you have your game game plan going in, but the adjustment, that's what I like, because he's seen quarterbacks that throw it better than they run it, that run it better than they throw it, and if Bryce Underwood becomes what we think he possibly can, he's fantastic at both, or at least a threat to do both, which can keep defenses off balance, slow down pass rushes, and things like that.
And honestly, that combination is what I'm so excited. I think a lot of Michigan fans are excited with the hire of Kyle Whittingham, because he brings that physical first mentality that Michigan has had so long. We're going to win at the line of scrimmage. We're going to run the football and we're going to stop the run. Okay, you can't say that about a lot of coaches across the country, especially in today's air raid up-tempo offense. But still, you can see them be able to stretch people vertically with the passing game and to use quarterback mobility, like with Cam Rising, like what they did this year with Dampier. That combination, I think, fits Bryce Underwood's game perfectly, because we can still run the football effectively, but then utilize the skill sets that Bryce is going to develop. And to Blaine's point about the staff that they brought in, this was the biggest point to me. Like, honestly, yeah. I would rather go hire the best coach possible. I would rather have Kyle Whittingham be the head coach with the staff he's put together and take our chances in the transfer portal and Bryce Underwood leave, rather than Bryce come back with another year of Sherrone Moore or a worse hire with some of the names that were floated earlier on in the process. So I think that this is the best possible situation for both worlds. And I'll say something else. You guys might think I'm crazy. I still think they should bring in someone to compete with Bryce Underwood. Let me just give you an example here. Ole Miss, Austin Simmons was supposed to be the heir apparent for Lane Kiffin, for yeah. Jackson Dart there. Brought in Trinidad Chambliss, a Division II quarterback. A lot of people might have said, why waste your resources? Why waste your NIL resources by doing that? You have a guy who's going to lead you to the promised land, who performed really well in relief of Jackson Dart and Austin Simmons. Who was the guy who finished top 6 or 7 in the Heisman Trophy? Who's the guy who's maybe leading them to a national championship? That's Trinidad Chambliss. So I do think they should bring in somebody to compete with Bryce Underwood and at least have a solid backup if that's the way it goes.
It would be crazy. Yeah, which, you know, if David's saying happens, to bring in somebody and they beat out Bryce Underwood and Bryce is still, what, making $5 million, $3 million a year to
sit on the board? Look, I'd rather have the best player playing.
No, I'm not saying
you're
wrong.
I don't think you can make decisions off that. Again, I know you're not saying that, but at the end of the day, I don't care if we paid him $5 million or $5. If you're asking him coming in ball,
you doesn't matter to me. For me. Who wins games?
Yeah.
Who wins games?
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to. And Blaine, you know, two things.
And honestly, like, look at Indiana right now and Fernando Mendoza winning the Heisman Trophy. There's an underdog mentality with some of these programs out here, and that's gotten them to where they are.
Yeah, and when you look, you bring up a good point, Conan. What Sherrone Moore did was awful. I wish it would have gone down another way. But there's a world in which Sherrone Moore being gone from Michigan could actually be the best thing that happened to him. And I hate to say that with the situation. I wish it just would have been a 5-7 year they fire him, or, you know, it the stuff after it got found out obviously didn't happen. He didn't cheat, all that. But this is the reality we live in. But to the second part of this, because it's a real part, is even though Bryce Underwood didn't set the world on fire his first year, he's still very attractive to not only high school talent coming out, but transfer portal players in this era too. So this announcement, again, brings continuity on the field, off the field, and in the transfer portal, that, you know, if you're a big-time wide receiver, if you're somebody like Andrew Marsh, you know that your guy is coming back, which in turn is a huge recruiting tool.
100% on that point. I mean, if you're able to announce now why the transfer portal is still open, you're going to be able to get a lot of the top talent to come in and to want to play with this guy who is growing and who, I think, like I said before, I think his best football is still ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Blaine, where do you put Bryce Underwood in the returning quarterbacks next year?
Arch
is coming. Hey, well, I'll say this, in the era of the portal, Arch is going back to his place.
Sure.
Bryce is going back to his place. Of course, those places are super rich, but anyway, continue.
Yeah, they won't be poor, but I would need to see a list in front of me of all the returning quarterbacks. That actually might be a segment, to be honest with you. I love when you come up with segment ideas on
organic, baby.
You know, that's the best kind. But I will tell you this. All right, Michigan with Kyle Whittingham is still going to run the football and play defense. Mm. Okay, they're the same somewhat Michigan before, you know, that Kyle got hired, right? He still wants to do that, but you're going to run it in a funner way. Right, more fun, or whatever the hell, how you're supposed to say it. You're going to have options in there. Bryce Underwood's going to be involved with the QB run a lot more in this upcoming offense. And I will say this, watch Batman the other day, in the words of Harvey Dent, it's always darkest before the dawn. Yeah. It got dark. I'm just telling you, Cal Winningham is going to bring this place back to where it's supposed to be.
Well, and, you know, pun intended, yeah. Kyle's not two-faced either. You know what you're going to get with him. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. But no, man, I'm excited for you guys at Michigan Cone. This is big news, bringing solidarity, bringing that continuity, and something you felt like kind of had to happen to get this springboarded in the right way. Not that people were upset about him getting hired, but it makes you feel a little bit better putting your head on the pillow at night.
No, I mean, Cal Winningham, I mean, almost universal praise from whenever Urban Meyer says Michigan made a great hire, you know you're onto something. To your point earlier about Sherrone Moore and Michigan football may be better off given what happened with Sherrone Moore. Why did it have to get to that point? I mean, if you're the University of Michigan and you truly are a top five job and you're able to go hire a better coach than the one you currently have, why aren't you just doing that before there's any off the field thing? See, this is what the Buckeyes do. This is why the Buckeyes have been consistently one of the greatest programs in the history of college football, at least for the back half of this century and the first half of this one, because they move off of coaches. If it looks like it's not going to work, like Luke Fickell was an interim coach, they're like, no, we can go get Urban Meyer. We're going to do that. And we're going to win more football games.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, you know, you bring in the best guy to do the job on the field, coaching, whatever, and that's what it takes. But anything else you guys want to add in the comments, let us know. If you're a Michigan fan, how do you feel? If you're not a Michigan fan, let us know how you feel. But I just don't know how you can't, you know, how you can tort this into not being good news. But y'all have anything else to add?
Go blue.
We'll see. We'll see, man. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait.
Yeah, me either. Make sure you're locked into Crane and Cone for all the updates. There's a bunch going on in the transfer portal. Got all our previews out. Got our prediction show coming. Don't worry. It's going to be here soon. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Over 200,000 because you guys kick ass. That's why. You. I'm talking to you that's watching right now or listening right now. You're doing a great job.